And a good Saturday morning on the holiday weekend. It's time once again for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Again, Jack, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you, Denny, and the very, very same to you. Great Thanksgiving. Weather was nice, clear, crisp.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it looks like it's going to be about the same all week this coming week. So very good. What can we talk about today?
Well, I thought I'd give an update on my trip and the results of the auction.
Oh, yeah.
In Burgundy. For Burgundy lovers, my advice would be buy whatever you can get a hold of. The crop this year was less than half of normal. And that's very, very unusual in Burgundy. And the auction set all-time record prices, which is the bellwether of how Burgundy gets priced. And I can't believe it'll be priced as high as the auction was, because the auction this year was really off the charts. For example, I was going to buy a barrel of Savigny, and I said, well, we'll $9,000. My courtier, that's my broker, over there, and I go to the auction every year, but I never, ever attend. In years have I attended the auction in person, and the reason for that is you kind of get auction fever, in my opinion, where, you know, you really want something, and so you bid it and pay more than you should. I always sit down with my courtier right after the tasting. We go to a tasting right at Clos-Vougeot in the cellars, and we taste all the wines that are going to be auctioned, all 58 or 59 lots of wine. And some of the lots are one barrel, some lots are 20 barrels. But anyway, all those lots of wine, you taste them. And this year, some of the lots were so small, they couldn't have tastings on them. They didn't have enough wine to have a tasting on it. I mean, it was just incredible, the shortage of the wine. Anyhow, I sit down with the broker, and we go over what we're going to pay for him. And as I said, I told him, well, maybe we should pay $9,000. He said, no, I think you won't get it for that. Can you go to 12? I said, all right, done, 12. I said, that's my top. Well, that particular barrel went for $19,000. That's $7,000. On a percentage basis, it's almost 40% more than I was going to, 50% more than I was willing to pay for it. There's a shortage of wine, and the wine's good, but it's very, very high priced. So my advice, again, to the consumer is, if you like Burgundy, stock your cellar now before these outrageous prices hit the market, because they will hit the market, and it's going to be a problem. There's a lot of supply and demand issues in the wine world today. We kind of went over that a few weeks ago when I talked about the shortage of Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, and that'll solve itself over time, but right now there's a shortage here. And a good champagne, very, very hard to come by. They're allocated. For example, a Veuve Clicquot, which is a very popular champagne, we are getting about maybe a third of our usual allocation of that. So it's a serious problem with particular wine. Don't want to sound like alarmist, like everybody's going to run out of wine. We're not going to run out of wine. But the wines that you like, particularly like champagne, there's a shortage of. And Burgundy, is not only is there going to be a shortage of it, but it's going to be very, very high priced. And so just a precautionary step. You know, there's always wines to fill the gap. You know, we have wines from all over the world. There's lots of wines coming out of California, etc. There's no real worldwide shortage of wine. There's a problem in the supply line, like everything else, with all these, you hear about all these container ships being out at sea and waiting to dock in Los Angeles and New York Harbor and such like that. So imported wines face those same issues of getting into the country, but the fact of the matter is there really isn't a shortage of wine if you're willing to substitute this wine for that wine. And there's good substitutions around the world. But I am just absolutely in sticker shock, if you will, over the prices that the auction got this year. And even the President's Barrel, which is the opening barrel, is Corton, which is a white Corton, the Crown. It's the finest wine, many say, in all of the Côte de Beaune. Lee Corton, 800,000 euros for a barrel of that. That 25 cases are in a barrel, and that works out to be about close to $3,000 a bottle. Now, the President's Barrel is always overpriced, and, you know, somebody famous, this time a French movie star, bought the barrel for $800,000. And the auction, of course, benefits the hospital, and they raised almost 12 million euros, so good for them and good for the hospital, but not so good for the consumer because the prices are high, and there's a big shortage, and on the positive side, the wine's pretty darn good. So at any rate, it was fun to be there, and that's part of the work, if you will, of being a good wine merchant, is you should be on top of these things and a little ahead of the market. And we usually are a little ahead of the market. That's why we go to these auctions and we go and visit the vineyards, and you make discoveries that you otherwise wouldn't if you're sitting in an office in New York or someplace buying wine, and they bring you samples and things like that, but you don't really get to discover the undiscovered gems of the wine world. And like I said, that's basically what we do and have been doing for 80 some years. But anyway, also right after Thanksgiving, we always discuss shepherd's pie. In our family, we had a contest several years ago to see what the best use of the leftover turkeys would be. And we had turkey tetrazzini and turkey au gratin and turkey salad and a turkey wild rice soup, etc. They all were wonderful, but the one that won with shepherd's pie. And that's such a simple recipe. I'll share it with you. It's very, very good. You put stuffing on the first level of a baking dish, a buttered baking dish. Then you lay the turkey on top of that. On top of that, you put the mashed potatoes, and you pour the gravy on the top of the whole thing. And pop it in the oven and cook it like you would any hot dish. Everything has been pre-cooked, so you really basically reheat it in the oven. And you at 350 for about an hour, maybe a little less, should do it. And it's absolutely wonderful. In fact, someone at our house yesterday said, this shepherd's pie is better than the dinner was. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that personally, but I would say this, that it was very, very delicious. And then my brother Terry decided he would put the cranberries in there. So he layered the dressing and then the turkey, but he had coated the turkey with, tossed it in the cranberry sauce, and he added a new wrinkle. He added a little hot pepper to that cranberry sauce and put that in there. Then, and the turkey went on top of the dressing, the mashed potatoes on top of that, the gravy on top of that, popped it in the oven, and that little zestiness of the cranberries all spiced up or with a little heat was absolutely delicious, and in no time there was the whole thing was gone. Of course, one of my favorites always has been wild rice turkey soup. It's a great way. You cook the whole carcass of the turkey, put it in boiling water, and make a soup out of it. In my opinion, that's a delicious use of turkey. And the turkey leftovers, the wines that go with them, in my opinion, the same wines you had with Thanksgiving. You know, I'm a big fan of Vouvray with turkey. Lele Vouvray is one of our favorites, and Vouvray Voltaire has been around a long, long time. And Vouvray, it's from the Chenin Blanc grape in the Loire Valley. It's an easy, friendly wine. It's loved by everybody. It's got a soft, delightful finish to it, and It's very accessible, and not only accessible, it's quite affordable. I think Vouvray this year was about $12 a bottle. So that's certainly an affordable wine. Another wine that isn't too bad is a Riesling, and I like a German Riesling from Dr. Tanisch. It's really very, very good. If you want soft, easy wines, another good white wine is one Mekong Village. That's a Chardonnay from southern Burgundy. It's a white wine near Beaujolais. And Mekonais is kind of a very accessible Chardonnay. It's not too oaky. A nice, crisp white wine that goes very, very well with leftover turkey. And, of course, you can't go wrong, in my opinion, with Beaujolais. I not only have a son named Beaujolais, I have a grandson named Beaujolais. So you can tell we like Beaujolais. And I think Beaujolais goes very, very well with leftover turkeys. Another favorite of ours is Oregon Pinot Noir. There's one called Second Growth that really is pretty good. It's about $15, $16 a bottle. And that is a delicious wine to have with your leftover turkey. But at any rate, that's the report from Burgundy, that suggestions to have with your leftover turkey. And like I say, don't forget that shepherd's pie, it's a no-brainer. It's easy to do, and it's a delicious use of your feast from Thanksgiving to have. And you have another meal out of it. That's, as I said, one of the fellows said last night, it was almost as good, or he thought it was better than the turkey dinner was the night before. And I, like I said, I don't think I agree with that totally, but it certainly is what you would call a crowd pleaser. It's a delicious wine, a delicious meal to serve with any of those wines that I just mentioned. And, you know, speaking of that, we do have at Haskell's some of these Advent wine calendars. Everybody, I think, knows what an Advent calendar is. You put it up starting December 1st and open it up, and kids have candy in there, a little toy or something like that. Well, these Advent calendars are for wine lovers, and you open it up, and in each of the 25 days or whatever it is before Christmas, there is a little bottle of wine for you to try, all different, etc., and all very unique. And we do have a few of those available. They were very, very popular the last couple of years, and we ran out. But this year we bought a little extra, and we still have those at Haskell's. So that's it for my reports, Denny.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I like that twist that Terry did on the with the cranberries.
Yeah, I didn't taste it, but he told me about it, and I could imagine it. I thought that's a nice little wrinkle. I'd probably like that myself.
Well, let's try that again next year, and then we'll report on that. What do you say?
Don't forget to put the heat in it, I think.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, folks, we have a lot of the new listeners and visitors this time of year visiting family and friends. Let's hear a little bit about Haskell's and tell them about it, Jack.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine with food. Excuse me. And they are very good at it. As I said, we scour the world for wine finds to bring back to the Twin Cities, and we've been doing it for 87 years. So in that time, we've gotten pretty good at it, made some pretty good wine connections around the world to bring you the very best quality at the very best prices. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, in Excelsior, right at the Excelsior Dock. In Faribault, we're right off of 35. The Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. It's a 22,000-square-foot store up in Maple Grove. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, one in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com, and it'll take you right to our website where you can. Oh, and incidentally, I'd be remiss if I didn't announce that. Starting on Monday, we have our Haskell's credit cards are 15% off. You can order those online. It's a great gift idea, and you save big dollars if you order those on Monday or tomorrow night. I think they maybe even started Sunday afternoon on the computer.
All right.
And it's a Haskell's credit gift card, and it's 15% right off the card, right off the top. So if you don't know wine, you should know Haskell's.
Outstanding, Jack. Let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.